Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da. It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out at the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
71 degrees right now. It's already muggy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 86 degrees for a high. Could be diddling 90, depending on where you are. Heat index will be over 90 degrees. This sucks. It sucks long. It sucks hard. It's 83 again tomorrow, although...
I think it breaks after that.
Yeah, we're looking in the low to mid-70s Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Nice.
So we got that going for us.
Mm-hmm.
Not terrible. Would you agree, Tommy, that Rochester is an under-the-tea kind of town?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
so, I think under-the-tea started here.
So for those who may not speak old-school Rochester, if you were to define Tommy under-the-tea...
You duck into taxes because you get paid under the table.
And folks also try and like making a deal with the person doing the work instead of paying the company. I'll pay you a little bit less, but it goes right in your pocket.
Right.
All right. So with that being established, maybe that's why I got the message that I got, have been getting.
From who?
From some guy. I'm gonna keep his name out of it.
All right.
All right. But it showed up on my Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. So back on July 15th, he writes me, Pat, I'll Venmo you $100. To promote our show at the venue here in Rochester.
Okay.
On the break room. He's in a band.
Okay.
Right, so
doing a local show.
Yeah, local show. And he wants us to tell people to go to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he offered to Venmo me $100. Now, here's the thing. Yeah. Behind the scenes radio. That is super illegal.
Yes.
Like super duper illegal.
Yeah.
Like I could lose my job for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get mixed up in anything, right? Not to be rude to the guy, but I don't have time to explain. So I just left it.
Yeah.
Did not respond. It is what it is. On Friday, he writes me again. He is now upping the offer.
Damn.
Now remember.
Power negotiation.
We started at $100.
Yep.
Didn't even respond.
All right.
He upped the offer to $126.89.
Okay, so it must be everything he has.
I think that's what is in his Venmo account. I believe that is probably everything that is left in his Venmo account. And he says, and he's like, you know, just say the name of our band and where it's going to be and promote the show, and I'll Venmo you $126.89. Now, I don't want this guy to keep writing me because I can't do anything to help him.
Right.
So I say, hey, man, can't do it. Really sorry.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. He then responds, whatever, Tommy will do it. So you may have a message from somebody.
He's
I haven't seen
it. I would say, 30 years ago, he's not wrong.
Yes. Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't hold it against the guy. He doesn't know how this works. Doesn't know that it's illegal. Fine.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
$100?
You're worth $100.
Should I be insulted that I'm only worth
$100 a minute, right? Not even. $100 for 30 seconds of your time.
Okay.
It's more like the time it would take to do what he's requesting than anything.
Thoughts, Tom?
Not bad.
Would you be insulted if you were offered $100?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it because it's illegal.
Yes.
I wouldn't lose my gig.
Totally,
but
totally.
$100.
$100? $100.
To promote your band. You're going to make more than that at your gig.
Yeah. Right? Well, Kitty's making a face. Everyone can see your face. You're on live stream.
I don't know what you make doing to certain shows.
She's Jim from The Office. No, I now I'm like offended that he, like, you know, hey, you think enough of our show where us saying your band's name and where they're going to play are going to get people to go to the show.
But it's bad business on his part because he could go across the street and they'll pay you $100 to go on their show and fill 15 minutes of dead air. That's a deal.
So the reason I bring this up is not to yell at this guy for trying to almost get me fired or like offering me $100 or whatever. I think what it comes down to is we are an under-the-tee town.
Oh, yeah.
When you make that under-the-tee offer to friends, family members, that person doing work in your house, and you want a little bit extra, and you know, I'll slide you this. Are you sure you know what their time is worth?
No. You don't even consider it, really.
Okay, but I mean, you're making an offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're kind of making an offer just on what you've got.
So you're going...
Cash, what you're holding in cash, you know what I mean?
But I guess what I'm getting at is, like, if you are just, if you don't do any research, right, just throwing money that you have in your pocket, there's a pretty good chance that you could be insulting that person right to their face.
You could.
Yeah.
You could. But, like, let's say you got a project going on.
Yeah.
Right? And you just need, like, a little something else touched up, you know? And they go, hey, man, you know, while you're here.
Yeah.
You know, can you just...
You don't want to tighten surprise them with it.
And then you throw them a few bucks.
Well, no, that's the only way you can do it. Because if you talk about it up front, they may feel like they can't do it because someone might be listening.
Right. Because, hey, man, while you're here, can you just tighten this up and you throw them a couple of bills?
Oh, no, you got to make the offer before.
Yeah.
But nobody's around.
They got to know what they're doing it for.
No. Okay, are you asking, can you tighten? You have to come in with, hey, if I were to slide you blank, could you do this for me? I'm not, like, let's say I'm working, you know. I'm a touch-up guy.
A little touch-up.
And you go, hey, would you mind doing this? I'm not doing it until I hear what the offer from you is.
No, I go the other way.
Then I'm not doing it.
No, but I've got money.
Do you?
In my hand.
Oh, okay.
I'm not showing it to you yet.
I'm not doing it unless you tell me how much you're willing to pay me. Because I know guys like you.
What are you talking about?
Right now, because I'm going to go do the touch-up thing expecting, you know, a couple $100.
I'm going to take care of you.
You're going to slide a 20 off, hand it to me, and send me on my way.
How about free steaks?
What?
Hammer tickets. What?
Once I have done the deal, I have lost all leverage. Mm. We are negotiating the price before I do this thing. Am I wrong, Kimmy?
Yeah, but what if that guy doesn't push back?
Well, which guy? The one offering?
The guy doing the work.
What? Okay.
Like, would you what if he's just doing it to be nice?
If I'm working for a living... And I got someone like this.
A buddy or so. Like, let's say this is somebody that you have a relationship with outside of this job.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, like, they're probably not going to negotiate with you. They're just going to take what you give them in the moment.
Okay, but that makes you a dick. If you should at least look into what it costs. Mm. What is that?
Yeah,
noise?
But the whole reason you're asking them to do it is because you don't want to pay what it costs.
I mean, know what that means?
You're a dick.
Not a dick.
You are a dick.
I tip and I pay.
The fact that you're not willing to offer what you're going to pay up front tells me you're going to underpay.
Because let's say you got a contractor over your house.
Yeah.
Now, the contractor's not there. One of his guys is there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's not making top dollar because, you know, big boss man.
Exactly.
Guy in a truck.
You got it.
So I go up to him. I go, hey, man, if you just touch that up for me, and I'll tighten you up. And he's not going to push back because he doesn't want to insult you because you're in his house and he's getting paid.
Sure.
So then you throw him.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't think he's going to push back.
He's not.
On it.
Yeah. He's not going to push back because he wants to get paid and he doesn't want to piss off a customer.
Oh.
Then you present him a nice couple of bills.
See, again, the way you hesitated, like,
couple of bills.
252-WCMF, 252-926. This guy writes me on Instagram, wants me to... say that his band is playing locally, and he offered to Venmo me $100. It's against law to do that.
You can't help Danny out.
So I just let it be.
Yeah.
He writes me again like 2 weeks later, offers me $126.89. I'm assuming it's all the money in his Venmo.
Yeah.
I write him back, I'm sorry, I can't do it. There's nothing I could do here. But then like a couple minutes later, I'm like, $100. $100?
It's a little light.
Hey, I think this will really help our show. Here's $100.
For your entire music career.
Kimmy, do you have the balls to try and pay someone under the tee?
Because
there is a dance to it.
Do you mean if they're already there? Or we're talking about like making that phone call?
You're doing, something's going on in your house and you want a little something extra. Are you able to do the delicate dance of the under the tee offer?
No.
Because you don't even because you could mask it another way.
But I also have no idea what anything is supposed to cost, so I don't know if I'm. I'm also worried I'm going to drastically overpay for whatever that extra favor is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You could tip a guy. Mm. Like, the guy's busting his ass around your house, right?
Yeah.
And let's say you throw him some cashola.
Okay.
And you don't say anything. Mm-hmm. You come back later and say, hey, bro, you know, while you're here, can you just touch that little piece up?
That's a dick move.
Because you've already slipped in the cash.
No, that's a dick move.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Because he'll do it because you've already given him cash.
No. They feel obligated to do it.
Right. I'm not trying to make buddies with this guy.
No. It's about giving someone fair value for the work they're doing.
But I already tipped you, bro.
Yeah, no, that tip was for the work that he already
did. And nobody tips.
Everybody tips. Nobody tips these days.
Nobody tips.
I heard about a guy that goes through the Starbucks line, doesn't leave anything behind. I heard about that.
What a dick that is.
Here's also the problem you could run into with asking that guy to do a little something extra.
What
if he's not doing it to your liking, or you feel like he just kind of half-assed it because you asked? Like, now what do I give somebody because I feel like they didn't really do what I asked, but they still did me a favor?
So I have a backup plan for that.
What's that?
And it works every time. I send my wife in. She has no problem saying, this does not look right. But they're doing you a favor
by going out of their way to touch something up or do whatever it is, this extra job you asked for.
I send in the iron fist.
Such a bitch.
Yes, I am.
Coward.
I ain't going to say nothing.
We got messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Carrie Ann writes, this happens all the time in the HVAC industry. Our techs get offers constantly from customers to do the work on the side at a lower price.
Oh, yeah.
Customers will even ask our owner if he can send someone on the side to complete the work at a lower price. It's actually comical. Why would you ask the owner? Hey, would you not make money? Could you do me a favor here and not make any money for your family and your business to pay other people with?
Yeah.
I know somebody that used to work in that industry like years ago that still uses their contacts from that job to have them come check out their stuff on the side for not for free,
but they'll pay them
not through
super
the company.
Discount.
Yeah,
you know, it's so funny how you guys are both playing it off. Like, I don't know what anything costs. How can I know? It's a Google away. That's all it is.
Yeah, but Google's so there's so much misinformation out there, Pat.
Or you could ask the guy.
Yeah, but they're busy. You know, they're hustling.
Oh, they're hustling, so they don't have the time to touch up what you need touched up.
No, not that.
You could literally say, "Listen, if I wanted you to do XYZ, what would you ask me for?"
Okay.
You won't.
No.
Like, you were a working man. Like, I get now that you're like a kept troll in your wife's house.
I'm hearing viral.
Who's not buttoning up enough buttons on his shirt for some reason today. But, like, you know.
It's hot.
You know how hard these gigs are and how much
brutal.
They suck. Shut up.
You're brutal.
Such an effing douchebag. You know, there's only so many jobs you can do this into.
Yeah.
Right? Because there are also people. I remember working at Wegmans. Back in the day, I was in the prepared food section. And people would like it. Dunn Tower. What's the. Yeah, it's Dunn Tower where the old people live in Gates.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's an old folks' home.
Yeah.
They would come over in their little bus.
Yeah, they dump them off.
Every single day. And they would come and get lunch. And I would have old men and old ladies try to slide me like a dollar.
Yeah.
For what?
To give them like double the amount of Mac salad.
Oh.
But I'm not charging.
Yeah.
For free, basically.
Yes, they want it for free. But like, here's the problem. One, I'm not going to do that because, like, you know, whatever. Two, I don't charge you. They weigh it over there where you check out, and I'd have to be like, oh, no. And they'd be like, no, it's a tip, and they'd wink at me every time.
Well, the most dishonest people are the elderly.
You ain't
wrong about that. Been since day one, man.
No, you're 100% right.
They are out-and-out crooks.
Always check that purse.
No, the biggest crooks are old women.
Yeah.
Because
they're crooks.
They will want work done on the side. And then they'll pretend like they don't know they're supposed
to
take care of
you. Yeah, they'll play dumb.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what they're doing.
So I had an aunt that when she was questioned about stuff, she started speaking Italian. And like she didn't understand. And it was brilliant how she could flip it just like that.
All right. So I guess the moral of the story is, if you want to continue to live the under-the-tea lifestyle, know what the work is worth.
Okay, do your research.
You're not spitting in some man or woman's face that's in your house doing stuff. Because remember, keep in mind, they're the ones taking care of the job. So if they get pissed at you or think you're a dick, all of a sudden that job may not be as high a quality.
Gotcha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the newer the technology, the more expensive it's going to be.
Okay.
And as time goes on, even the most expensive of technology starts to get less and less expensive. Mm. And that is exactly what is happening here.
Nice.
There's a problem, though.
What?
This product is very divisive. There are people who love these, who want one desperately but can never afford it, and this is great news for them. And then there are people like Tommy who hate these things. And now we'll be seeing them, probably, a whole bunch more now that more people can afford them. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF's The price of e-bikes is coming down fast.
Really?
So, for example, Walmart has an e-bike that that retails normally for $1,200.
God damn.
It is on sale this week for $600.
Nice discount.
And it seems that
half
that's...
half price, right?
Yeah. $600, $1,200.
All plus the tax.
Half, you forgot about the taxes. It says here in an article that e-bike prices are coming down, one, because of increased competition.
Yeah.
Two, because the technology is becoming easier to produce. And three, because e-bike companies are trying to clear inventory from past years.
Mm-hmm.
They do warn, however, that tariffs down the road could change that. So if you're looking to get an e-bike at a discount, now might be the time to do it. But the bottom line is...
yeah.
People that have always wanted e-bikes may now be able to afford them.
Look at this.
It's a good thing, right?
Yeah, get out there and get in shape.
Why do you hate e-bikes?
It's cheating. You ain't pedaling. You just, it's basically, it's a scooter or a moped.
I was going to say, did you yell at Wheeze and T when they were on their motorcycles that they were cheating?
No, those things are too loud.
When you were riding, bitch, holding them by the belly button?
No, but that's a motorcycle. You don't pedal a motorcycle. A bike, you pedal.
Yeah, but it's more to get around than for the exercise, I'm guessing, if you're buying one of these.
And you can do both. I mean, when the battery runs out, you pedal.
You ain't pedaling.
I see
you
people.
Lazy asses is just gliding along, hitting your little E button.
You don't have respect for people on bicycles. That's the problem.
I know. At all, period.
Yeah, like grown-ass people.
Any bicycle.
Yeah. Even your boy Catalina there.
Kimmy?
Yeah?
Have you been interested in purchasing an e-bike? Because you're in the perfect spot to use it.
You know what? I was thinking the other day, for some reason, I don't remember the last time I got on a bicycle. So it does make me a little nervous to hop on an e-bike when I haven't even, like, pedaled in a long time.
Well, they do say riding an e-bike, it's just like riding a bike.
Yeah, but easier.
So you would not be interested? Because, I mean, you live in a neighborhood where you could use that bike to get everywhere you needed to be outside of work.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of, like, busy roads. I don't know. I just, I don't, for me, it doesn't appeal to me, but I get it.
It looks like it doesn't do enough of anything.
What are you talking
about?
Like,
it probably doesn't go fast enough.
Well, no, what? Like, I thought you don't want it to go so fast.
No, like, if you wanted one, it probably doesn't go fast enough.
So
you know what I mean?
So get a motorcycle.
Right, but if you want this e-bike, I mean, how fast are you going, like, to keep up with traffic and crap?
Did we see 30 miles an hour?
30?
I bet you it varies depending on the bike.
But no, the e-bike is, you use it to get around easier. Like, if you know, motorcycle, you have to observe all of the rules of the road, right?
Live in a more like walkable, easier area to get around where maybe the roads aren't quite as busy.
I mean, I would argue anywhere in the greater Rochester area outside of living in the sticks, the e-bike can get you anywhere you have to go.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay, look at you. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm saying e-bikes.
No, they got
cool,
those douchey little green lanes around.
So some e-bikes are advertised with a top speed of 28 miles per hour. Right, but that seems like a higher end bike.
All right, so with the price of e-bikes coming down, and Rochester, despite the weather being terrible in the wintertime, a pretty decent e-bike town.
Yeah.
Is this a good or a bad thing? Because on one hand, you're going to have more e-bikes on the road, which you hate. But on the other hand, you'll have more people outside, less cars potentially on the road, which helps with traffic. It could also have people changing their tune about how they feel about e-bikes because they never thought they could afford one before. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I like the idea of this.
Why don't you go get one?
Because I live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but you can E all over the place.
I would love to E all over the place. No, if I didn't live on, like, you know, way on West Henrietta, I would buy an e-bike immediately.
By the way, you know, you got to bring them inside and charge them.
Yeah.
So you can't even, like, leave it outside. So when you, like, most bicycles, you would just leave it on a bike rack and chain it up. You literally have to wheel it in, find a place to plug it in when you're at work. That's not that easy.
Bro, there are multiple people who do it here.
Well, I know one guy.
No, there's three.
And he's got to bring it up an elevator and then plug it in next to his office.
You know what's great about it, though? It's got wheels, so it's pretty easy to do.
But it's a pain in the ass, like, wheeling it into a room.
I don't know. I used to live in a building where there were a lot of offices, and I remember a lot of people riding their bikes to that spot. And they would, they'd have them inside, no problem.
Like, I would kill to be able to bike to work every morning.
Really?
Yes, that's really.
You have a beautiful car.
I know. I love my
car. Brand new.
I love my car.
Why would you want a bicycle?
Because, I mean, it gets
your ass is hanging out. You could get killed.
What?
Bugs.
You could get killed.
You could get hit by a stone with a truck going by. Who needs it?
I mean, well, actually.
And you ain't getting any exercise.
You're actually getting. Okay. Again.
If you're eating, all you're getting is exhaust. That's the benefit of an e-bike. Tailpipe fumes.
Again, I'm just going to use the motor when it gets like hard to go up super high hills.
But you know everybody's lazy, man.
You know, it says man sitting in a leather recliner crossing his legs. You're not even sitting up straight. You're a bum. You're a creep crumb bum. Why don't we forget the great laws of this e-bike rule here?
You forgot to call me a lush.
Oh, you're also a lush. Kimmy, I'm sorry. You were saying.
I don't remember. I got lost up. I got wrapped up in the creep crumb bum lush.
See what you got? See what you did with your creep crumb bumminess? 252 WCMF, the price of e-bikes are apparently coming down fast. For example, a bike that sells at Walmart that normally retails for about $1,200 is on sale right now for $600. It's happening across the industry. They say the technology being around long enough, they're making it more efficient, which is making it less expensive. More competition is driving the prices down, and they're trying to clear inventory from last year, apparently. So, like, right now would be the time to buy that e-bike. When tech, would you agree with me?
What's that?
That tech can be a status symbol.
Oh, sure.
And when the price of tech starts to change, so does the status that you have owning that tech. For example, when new technology comes out, only the highest end people can get it.
Yep, and I got one thing in my mind immediately.
What's that?
The Apple Watch.
Okay.
That was when people first got it. That was like, and they were expensive.
Yeah, and they still are.
But they were flashing
just for $89.
Well, but if you want to get like the newest one,
what are you trying to say?
You're spending like
$800. Wait, are they that expensive?
Wait,
why would you want to do that?
Oh, look right now, like
I just looked and they were like $250 was the.
Well, yeah,
well, there are like seven different kinds.
But like I see like kids wearing them now,
like little
just kids out with like crappy jobs have an Apple Watch.
Yeah, it's $89.
Wait, I said so. Like it went from like. This is like new cool technology to like everybody's got one.
Well, that was the iPhone to begin with, right? Like when the iPhone first came out, that first year, you were somebody.
You were mesmerized by somebody that had one, what it could do.
Yeah.
This one, the Apple Watch Ultra 2, is $900.
Why would you spend $900 on an Apple Watch? What is that?
The newest and best one.
What is it doing that mine isn't?
I don't know.
What do you need?
It's an e-watch.
But there's always going to be those people that want like the newest version of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, it's funny.
It's like the phone.
No, you're right. But we're like talking about modern stuff right now. Even the, like Tommy, what did a VCR cost? Because you were around when the first VCR.
So when the first VCR, and those are those old top loaders, Panasonic, I still, it was
$800. $800, and that was in 1970.
879.
Okay.
Holy crap.
So today it would be worth $30,000.
Yeah. Like if you wanted, and but the other thing is if you wanted to like rent movies, you had to like leave a deposit when you went to these video stores back then.
Okay.
And if you wanted to rent like porn, they put a like an $80 hold on your credit card for porn.
Yeah, because all you pervs are bums and we're going to try and steal the porn.
Yeah. So you had to lock up your credit card for like $80 and they still whacked you like $20 to whack.
Well, that, bro, how bad was your imagination where you were willing to spend all that money to watch a porno?
Nobody had imagination back then. All this stuff was new.
You know, and it's funny, whatever like the newest groundbreaking technology was, DVD players, flat screen TVs, cars with automatic locks, they would cost a fortune. Mm-hmm. But when companies make technology better and they figure out how to make it cheaper, all of a sudden that status you once had throws everything out of whack, right? Like, Kimmy, someone with their own e-bike, the last couple of years, that was a pretty big status symbol. Like, I'm thinking of the people who own them here. They're all people that do pretty well for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They dress really nice. Yeah. They have nice cars, mm-hmm. right? Are those people going to be losing clout now that they're coming, rolling half price off
the line? If I look outside and there's like a bunch of bikes like I'm living in Beijing, then it's not going to mean nothing.
You're dressed like you're living in Beijing right now.
Thank you.
Not any cheese on you. No, like, I would be pissed. If I just spent like, because I don't know.
If you just dropped $1,200 on one?
But $1,200 seems like that was also one of the more affordable ones. Because some of these e-bikes go for, you know, between $3,000 and $6,000.
Yeah. Then you got to feel
that,
like.
I wonder what the difference is. Like, what are you getting with that bike that's like five times the price?
Probably the seat's nicer.
Is it comfort?
It's made out of like, you know, fancy metal.
I would assume it has to do with the engine.
The engine's bigger. You can get a V8.
How many years then am I going to get out of this discount bike?
You could drop a 427 in one of those babies.
You know what's funny though, Kimmy, is shut up.
Side pipes.
I don't know anything. Why would you need pipes for an electric bike?
Because it's cool. It's got a 427.
An electric 427.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. I don't even. Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the difference between a $600 e-bike and a $3,000 e-bike looks like.
Yeah.
Right? So as far as I know, both of those people driving down the street are the same person.
Yeah, if you don't know the difference.
That's gotta piss you off.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta piss you off.
Well, it's gotta piss off anybody that buys, like, the newest technology that can't really show it off. Like, I'm thinking, like, what was that thing called? It was, like, the Oculus?
Yeah, they call it? The VR thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
oh, those goggles?
It was, like,
yeah,
cool.
No, they're called goggles, not goggles.
And, like, a new fun thing because we hadn't really experienced it before. But, like, it's not, like, something you're going to bring around with you to, like, show off. So you got, like, if you're the tech guy that likes to show everybody, you know, the newest, coolest thing, like, you're bringing that into work with
you?
Yeah,
but now grandma's got it at the nursing home because they, you know, they help her with her coordination. So how cool is that?
Here's how unplugged I am from technology. Not only did I not realize that those Apple Watches are so expensive. So the Oculus you brought up. My brother bought a house about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get him a nice housewarming gift.
Nice.
Right? So he's got a couple of kids. Yeah. He's kind of a nerd. So I'm like, I'll go get him one of these Oculuses because I just seen a commercial for it.
Yeah.
And I looked up what it cost, and that idea lasted about 15 seconds.
How much are they?
It was like $800.
For them goggles.
Yeah.
But I don't even know like what you can do. Again, like I think it's more the status of it than actually the use.
It looks fun. Like there are like football and hockey games you can play where it's like you're the player. Right. I want to do it, but I ain't going to spend that kind of money.
But you'd also have to, if you wanted to play with somebody, like they would also have to have that, right?
Yeah, well, but I guess you could play like against other people online, at least what I was reading. There was like a boxing thing.
Oh.
But again, I know I'm going to like try it three times and it's going to gather dust.
Yeah, and then you got to screw it.
Yeah.
And it looks like something you can't do if you're claustrophobic, like putting that thing on your head.
Oh, good call.
Some people freak out with that.
I mean, my favorite videos on Instagram right now are people having it on and running into walls, punching their kids by accident. They're very funny. Very funny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Budgets are tight, Tommy.
I know.
And the A number one place. People are trying to cut their grocery bills.
Sure.
Which is what makes this story so much more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because there are some things you see at the grocery store and you think, who the hell has the money to buy this stuff?
So what'd they say?
Well, one place in Rochester goes above and beyond. And as some of our listeners questioning how not only someone could spend this much, but how a store can even stock something like this. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Yesterday, we got two messages from two separate guys that do not know each other about your favorite grocery store, the Pittsford Women's. And I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that these men do not normally shop at the Pittsford Women's. Right. For whatever reason, these men found themselves inside the store yesterday. So Brian sent me a picture of the famous pink pineapple that you love so much. And if you're new to the show, Tommy, the pink pineapple is famous because...
It is $12.
It's a $12 pineapple.
For a pineapple.
And you paid $12 about a year ago.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
To try the pineapple.
I got that kind of money. I'm worth 12s.
Now, Kimmy, I had never seen a picture of the pink pineapple.
Oh, I haven't.
It comes in a box!
Yes, it's always, it does?
Yeah, so it's in a box.
It looks like a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
It comes in a box.
No kidding.
And this guy could not believe that not only was this pineapple, it's now $14.
I mean, I would have to take a picture of that, too, because I was not picturing it packaged in that way.
It's delicious.
On display.
It's like pineapple perfection. I can't describe it any other way.
What's a normal pineapple cost?
I think, like, the whole ones, I think they're under $3.
You're paying spending four times the amount on a pineapple.
But it's worth it.
But it isn't, though, because you didn't buy it again.
No, I don't. I can't spend that kind of money.
No, he's not worth.
If you do like one annual pink pineapple.
Yeah.
He's not worth 12s. He's worth 12. So, and just having one does not make you a member of the pink pineapple club. But even funnier. So, past Brian sending me, I was shocked to find that the pineapple comes in a box.
Yep.
Troy.
What do you say?
He writes us on Instagram yesterday. Quote: "Damn, bro, Tommy's Wegmans really makes you feel poor." And then he sent me a picture of the meat counter.
Well, you're at the meat counter. Are you looking at steaks?
In the picture he sent me,
there
are Wagyu steaks.
Well, that's the highest end beef they got.
That you can go to Pittsford Wegmans right now and buy.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
For $170 a pound.
Yes.
A pound. The Pittsford Wegmans is selling Wagyu steaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
For $170 a pound.
So they don't have that at other... I guess I've never looked at other Wegmans.
There is not a Wagyu steak section in the Calkins Road Wegmans.
So they do have that fancy beef counter. It's like their prime beef counter.
Would you call it fancy at $170?
Oh, yeah. But they got their, you know, your tomahawks, your big fat lamb chops.
To be clear...
Japanese beef.
The $170 a pound Wagyu steaks are not prepared. These are raw steaks that you take home and cook. At $170.
But by the line of people, it's like kettle corn at a festival, man. It's 20 deep. They can't keep it in stock.
So that brings us to the big question here. And I want to thank Brian and Troy for sharing this with us yesterday, completely independent of each other. 252 WCMF. Who the hell is this stuff for?
Rich people.
No, it's not.
Because
even rich people do not go out on a regular basis and buy $14 pineapples and $170 a pound steak.
I don't know. I don't know that many rich people, but apparently they do.
No, that's impossible.
Well, who's buying it then? It would be rotten on the shelf.
All right, so there's two ways to look at this. All right, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Either your theory is right, that there are enough people buying this where they have to have them in stock to make money, or the clientele at the Pittsford Wegmans is so snotty, even though they don't sell a ton, if they don't have it in there every day, someone will come up and bitch and moan because they just want to be able to see the $170 a pound steak.
Well, I will say this. The customers get whatever they want in that store. Like if Wegmans changes something and people bitch, they flip it completely back. And they did that for their seafood department.
Wow.
Your boy.
How do you know that?
So they went, you know, it used to be like a regular seafood department where it was all like all laid out fresh. Mm-hmm. But then they went to like prepackaged. Same spot, prepackaged.
Yeah. And people
bitched. And with 1 month, it was all back to the old ways.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the last grocery store product you looked at and wondered, who the hell is this for? Because I know that it's prominent at the Pittsford Wegmans.
Oh, yeah.
But it happens. It exists at every single grocery store. And I'll kick it off. And I know this one is lame and standard, but it still blows my mind. Why do they have so many live lobsters in the lobster tank?
Because it looks cool.
Okay.
It's like a little Sea World.
Yeah,
for
but
it.
To Pat's point of view, have you ever actually seen them pick one out?
So they do two shows daily with a diving platform. It's adorable. They're all trained.
I have bought lobsters out of that tank twice in my life, both for my wife, for special occasions, right? Outside of that, I have never seen, to Kimmy's point, anyone grab a lobster out of the tank. And every grocery store has a lobster tank that has at least like 15 lobsters. I am dying to know how many lobsters out of the tank the average grocery store sells on a daily basis.
I bet you they sell a crap load around the holidays and Valentine's Day.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that.
All the special holidays, I bet you, that feast of seven fishes and all that.
The Italian thing.
Yeah, I bet you they move a ton of that stuff.
But even more bizarre, okay, fine. That would be fine if that was the only option. But they also sell frozen lobster tails right next to the live lobsters and frozen crab.
It's not the same. It's so much more fun to kill one that's alive and to watch it slowly boil to death. That's where all the good food is, the pain of the lobster pet.
All right, forget even watching someone buy a lobster.
Yeah.
Have either of you been invited over to a lobster dinner at someone else's house?
So, yes, but it's my brother was Cape Cod. So it doesn't really count.
No, it counts.
It's Cape Cod. Lobsters are like...
Kimmy, it's Cape Cod. It's where...
Yes.
Kimmy, we are Cape Cod.
You've never been over to somebody's house for lobster?
No.
Man, you are busted ass.
When would I...
Hey, your wife's a doctor. They got all these fancy doctors, they don't invite you over for lobster?
I've never been invited...
It's been like a cookout or somebody's grilling or... Like a clam bake or something if it's going to be seafood, but I've never been over for lobster.
No?
At somebody's... personal residence.
In what situation would somebody invite you over to have lobster?
Well, my family.
No, your dad would not spend lobster money on other people.
Not him.
Like, I'll put it this way, man. Right. Like I said, I have had lobster outside of like a seafood boil.
Yeah.
Two times. No, it's not even lobster that. Two times in my
life. What is it? Are you talking about a shrimp boil or lobster?
I don't know. I think it was a shrimp. Crab boil. Crab?
Crab, all right.
Crab boil?
Yeah, that's the poor man's lobster.
I've had lobster at Red Lobster.
That doesn't really count. That's a low lobster.
All right, I did get a lobster roll in Boston, but I didn't get to crack the shell myself. All right, look, the point I'm getting at is I have had lobster outside of a restaurant twice in my life, both in my own home. You know that my dad, every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, didn't he score one for you, him and your mom?
Yes, he would go to the store and get him and my mother lobster, and me and the rest of the kids had to watch them eat lobster and eat like macaroni and cheese and hot
dogs. So it was like France in the 1800s?
Exactly what it was.
When people had to watch rich people eat.
We started building guillotines in the backyard. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Talking about the lobsters, Karen's on CMF. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Karen.
Just wanted to relay a little bit of the story. My mother worked at the VA in Canandaigua with a social worker who was very PETA-oriented. And he got banned from the Wegmans in Canandaigua because he went down there and take just about every lobster out of the tank and freed them in the store.
Seeing lobsters walking around?
I don't know. It was a while ago, but yep, he got those lobsters out, and he has now been banned from...
what a dick move, though, by this guy. He freed the lobsters. Like, you put them on the floor, then what'd you say? Hey, the ocean's 700 miles that way. You want to start walking?
Yeah, well, he was a social worker working at the VA, so I don't know how, I'm not sure how much was working there.
All right, so Karen, let me ask you this, just to settle a debate we're having in the room. Have you ever been invited over to someone else's house for a lobster dinner?
No, I've had it at my house.
Why, of course not.
She said she had them at her house.
Well, yeah, everybody has lobster. I mean, not everybody, but if you're going to have a lobster, it's going to happen at your house. Yeah. Karen, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Why would Karen not have
it? I don't think Karen runs in lobster circles.
What does that mean?
I don't think she's a lobster gal.
252 WCMF.
You know what I mean?
252-9263. We're talking about the Pittsford Wegmans, specifically two guys, Brian and Troy, who wrote us separately yesterday, sending us pictures. They're not guys that normally shop at the Pittsford Wegmans. Brian sent us a picture of Tommy's favorite pink pineapple we discovered yesterday, Kimmy. It comes in a box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Costs $14. And then Troy, quote, damn, bro, Wegmans really makes you feel poor. And he took a pic of the Wagyu steaks that you can buy right now at the Pittsford Wegmans for $170 a pound. Again, who is that for?
Yes.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Is there anything that blows your mind when you walk into your Wegmans?
I was going to say,
it's
got to
be the makeup. I'm not spending $2 on lipstick when I got red dye number 7 at home. And crayons.
She's rubbing Cheetos on her mouth. I'm still a pretty girl. It's hot. These are the flaming hot Cheetos. I made a mistake. I'm sorry, Kimmy. I couldn't help it.
I don't know what's happening.
I couldn't help it.
No, my Wegmans, so I go to the East Ave Wegmans. It's like a pretty practical Wegmans. Like, you get a lot of people there, like, on their lunch hour and stuff. So it's a lot of, like, prepared, quick, grab-and-go stuff. Like, I'm trying to think. I've never noticed anything super expensive there where I was like, holy crap, that stands
out. It's not even expensive. It's like things that it's like, these are just not necessary. Like, Wegmans has an unbelievable craft beer section. You cannot tell me they sell half of the craft beers.
It's a mini store in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mini store inside the store.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, it's like a section of the store.
That's a great one. It's a section.
Pretty amazing.
And then they got the hover carts now, which are really cool. What?
The one thing that I guess has stood out to me is, like, sometimes in the cheese section, there are, like, the tiniest little blocks of cheese for, like, over $20, and I'm like, this doesn't seem worth it. I don't get it.
I kind of feel like they're aiming that at you and your female generation.
Probably,
though.
But I just...
Girls are crazy about cheese now.
Yes.
For the charcuterie board makers out there. But yeah, like, there's sometimes I look at the cheese, I'm like, that doesn't even look good. Like, that looks like it's molding.
All right. There's things I've never expected to hear on this show.
Yeah.
One of them was Kimmy criticizing cheese.
Yes, well, I am
just
a little
saying,
shocked.
I am so shocked at cheese prices.
No, you're a big... Remember when you were cool?
You can get a good block of cheese for under $5. That's
I'm
all
not
I'm saying.
$25 of moldy cheese when they got barely good Gouda at my house.
Do you buy, like, the Cracker Barrel hell of a good blocks of cheese and just gnaw on them?
No.
Gnaw on them?
I would.
Like a beaver?
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way. Adam writes, growing up in Florida, there was a store where you could pick your own alligator a couple of years ago. To eat it?
Heard of that.
I don't know. That's what Adam said. He called Adam a liar.
I guess. One arm, Alan. Help me, goddamn gator.
More Instagram messages coming in. Mike writes us on Instagram. He says, I had a neighbor go and buy one Wagyu steak just to see if it tasted worth it. He said it was not. So here's the other thing about the Wagyu. Going back to the Wagyu steaks at $170 a pound. Again, you have to prepare these yourself. You would have to be the most confident griller / chef in the world to buy one of those and bring it home. Like, I would be terrified. And I consider myself a decent griller.
Yeah.
That I was going to ruin this cut of meat or not have it live up to the expectation or the potential that it has.
You can go on YouTube and see how to grill it.
It's, bro, you get one shot.
Yeah.
It's $170.
Bro, you got a Blackstone, right?
Yeah.
You can't miss with a Blackstone and steak. It's the perfect grilling machine.
Are you supposed to cook Wagyu beef on a flat top?
Yes. Did you just see the ads? There's like 17 ribeyes on
those
eggs.
I've never seen a Wagyu steak. Like, I don't even know how you're supposed to prepare a Wagyu steak. That seems like something you're supposed to do special.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to mess it up. I'd be too scared to mess it up.
Thank you.
Throw it on a grill, little butter, get it on the plate, little ketchup, man.
Some
taters.
Funny you say ketchup, because I was thinking, like, Montreal steak seasoning. Ooh. Do you put that on a Wagyu beef steak?
Why not?
Oh, because it's $170 a pound.
Well, my buddy says you got to let the meat speak for itself.
You do have to do that.
And he says that every Saturday night.
By the way,
he's wagooed that mouth up good. Goody goo good. Wagyu.
Wagyu. Got it. I'm nubbing them.
Wagyu.
Take one more call. 252 WCMF. You know, we're talking a lot of lobster talk this
week. Yeah.
Aiden's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Aiden.
Hey. I go to school up in Maine, so I've been to a couple of lobster bakes at people's houses and stuff.
So
did you call us just to say I got invited over for lobster?
He bragged about going to Maine.
Okay. Well, you guys were like, I've never been to Lobster Big, and you never know people who've been there. Well, now you know someone. It's great.
Yeah, but I don't want to know anyone named Aiden.
That's true. There's a lot of them. A lot of ways to spell it.
Great call, Aiden. Thanks, buddy. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy lobster, Aiden.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day, guys.
Good ride. Oh,
I was having a good day.
I passed out a joke for that call. We're never going to get it back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.